This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, July 22nd. God's word for you today is Introduction. Our scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 20, verse 7, and it says, "Now return the woman to her husband, and he will pray for you, for he is a prophet. Then you will live. But if you don't return her to him, you can be sure that you and all your people will die." When God says, "I will give you a name," the first implication is God will make your name great. The second implication is God will make you unique. And the third is you will have a voice. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 14 to 16 says, "There was a little city and few men within it. And there came a great king against it and besieged it and built great bulwarks against it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city. Yet no man remembered that same poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are not heard." Yesterday, we talked about the financial dimension of being poor. However, there is a spiritual dimension. Some people are poor towards God, poor spiritually, so their voice is not heard on high. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you will repent today, surrender to God, and become rich spiritually so that your voice can be heard where it matters most. The same way, if you're poor, like in this story, your voice will not be heard on earth. The same way, if you're poor in heaven, your voice will not be heard. And to be wealthy in heaven means that you exchange your poverty for Christ's wealth. You give him your poverty and take on his wealth. You give him your shame and you take on his glory. You give him your sin and you take on his righteousness. That is how to become wealthy. It is all in the cross. It is all in the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross of Calvary. As God gives you a voice, your voice will be heard not only on earth, but your voice will also be heard on high in the name of Jesus. Number four, "I will give you a name" means I will personally introduce you. You usually start off on the pedigree of your introduction. You mostly start off on the pedigree on the person that introduced you. You stand literally on the shoulders of the person that introduces you. May God introduce you. God says, "I will give you a name" means I will introduce you. When God brings you into that quarters, he will be the one to give you a name in that circle. And it is because that level you are going to, they do not know you there. You have to be introduced. And God says he will personally introduce you. Guess what? There was a time that even God had to introduce himself. The children of Israel were slaves in Egypt under King Pharaoh. And Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." Pharaoh said, "What have you guys been smoking? I should just let the economy powerhouse of my government, the people that are working the wheels to produce things for my economy, go? Why should I let them go?" And they said, "Because the Lord said so." Read Exodus chapter 5, verse 1 to 2. Let us pray. Father, go ahead of me and introduce me for your namesake. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.